7:37 at WGCL. It's Thursday morning, so we check in with Ivy Tech's Chancellor and our good friend Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Well, I'm great this morning because Keith brought me a box of French pastry that I'm going to tear into here momentarily. So if I'm distracted or not paying attention, well, you at least know why. And it's for a good cause, so I don't nearly feel guilty at all.
That's right. That's right. So we had our culinary team and students made all kinds of different pastries and other goodies for a bake sale. It was actually a fundraiser for our friend and colleague who passed away last year, Jim Hines, and the money that was raised will go to some culinary and fine arts scholarships. But yesterday alone, they raised over $400 by selling the different pastries and items that they made, and I'm told they're just outstanding and delicious.
Well,
you're eating them right now.
I am. I'm peeling them apart and seeing what we have. Oh, geez, look at that. This is maybe I shouldn't be eating them right now.
I know. It's like I can't go down that hallway. It smells so good all the time, and all these great, great goodies coming out of there.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff. That's delicious. What is this? It's wonderful. Keith, handle the rest of the interview. I'm covered in...
Oh, that's a macaroon.
I'm covered in macaroni and cheese here.
Well, Jenny, let's start about... we got some classes that are extending down into Bedford.
Well, yes, you know, we all have had classes in Bedford for a long, long time. We're good partners with the community down there, and we hold classes, all kinds of general ed classes and things like that at the Stonegate Center right downtown in Bedford. And two new classes we're going to offer more related to the health sciences area and their certificates. One is in dementia care, and the other is in EMT. And we're beginning this fall. We are going to offer those courses, and we can accommodate up to 20 students in both of those different program certificate courses. And if you're interested, Vonda Clay has really made that happen for us down there. And, of course, Rodney Taylor and Darlene Hootenpolly. And they're really excited about being able to offer it so people don't have to drive all the way up to Bloomington. But you can contact Vonda or just call us at the main campus, and we'll get you connected to how to get enrolled in those classes.
Now, we have a radiation course at Ivy Tech, and it's obviously limited in the number of people who can get into it, but the success of those who come out of it and have to take the various exams is amazing.
It really is. So this May, we graduated seven radiation therapy students, and all of them passed, you know, in health sciences and in nursing, they all have to pass registries and things like that once they graduate. So all of those students passed what's called the American Registry of Radiological Technology, and they passed that exam. And as of yesterday, I heard that four of the seven grads had already found employment. So, and you're talking about jobs that are making $70,000 a year once they walk out with that associate's degree in radiation therapy.
How are you doing on faculty and staff?
I think I reported back a while ago when we got our budget that we were able to, we're going to be able to add nine new faculty to our ranks, so that'll put us over the 100 full-time faculty mark. And, it's kind of been a tradition that Chancellor Emeritus Weichart has done, is meeting with our faculty one-on-one to sign their academic contracts. And it's really, really fun. We get about 15 minutes with each other, and you know, sometimes they'll tell me something about, you know, I think you should go down this route, or I want to give this pitch this idea about something, or you know, we just go back and forth, and I ask what it is that I can do to make their lives a little bit better, and we talk about their families, and we talk about each other, and see what's going on in our lives, and it's just a lot of fun, and so it's an annual thing that we do together, and I'm halfway through that group, so we're rocking and rolling, meeting with the faculty.
Gets bigger each year, doesn't it, Jenny?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we added nine new this year, I'll look forward to meeting them. All the faculty come back from the summer term, which actually ends next week. They'll all be back the week of the 15th of August, and I'll get to meet all the new ones, so that'll be really fun.
Well, you've got a lot of neat things going on. One of the things is... you're wrapping up some of the various programs, but you've got another success story you wanted to mention.
Yeah, you know, I really, there's nothing more that makes me more happy to share with everybody all of the different successes of our students. So, you know, I just talked about the radiation therapy group that graduated, but I want to give one other example of one of our students who actually graduated with us in 2013, Alex Ballard, and she graduated with a degree in early childhood education, and she then, like many of our students, transferred on to Indiana State University. Where she earned her degree, her bachelor's degree in early childhood. And when she left us, she started to work here locally with Head Start, you know, part-time while she was going to school, and then, you know, just kind of gradually rose through the ranks. And after she graduated with her bachelor's degree, Alex earned a spot as the lead teacher in a multi-age classroom at Head Start. So very proud of Alex and of our early childhood program. Led by Margie Risen, and it's a great success story. So I did want to share that, and I appreciate you letting me do that.
Now, when does school start out there for you officially?
We start on August 22nd.
Well, you never really end. It's just a continuation of when it goes
well,
on.
Well, in fact, but we're finishing the next enrollment summer classes now.
Well, that's the point.
That's right.
And then you give it a nice once-over, make sure you get the new buildings dusted off and ready to go. Then, so the 22nd, is that a Monday?
That's right.
It sounds too
obvious.
Monday. It's got to be a Monday.
Yep, same time. IU, MCC starts a little bit earlier than that, but
yeah.
Both IU and Ivy Tech start on the same day on the 22nd of August.
All right. Well, we'll add you to the calendar and make sure everybody knows when that is. Obviously, there's still time to register. You might not get your perfect class schedule, but there's always time, right?
That's exactly right. Staff, they're available on a walk-in basis right now, so they can come on in, and we'll get students. We'll help them, number one, just get in applying and then get their financial aid in order and then get them enrolled for the fall semester.
Jenny, you got a film festival coming to Waldron?
Yes, the Middle Coast Film Fest and starts next weekend, and so it's Friday and Saturday, July 29 and 30. And
the Waldron's got air conditioning, right?
Yeah.
Get
we
in
do
from
now.
Outside.
Yeah, you do. That's right. We've imported it.
Oh, my gosh, the humidity is pretty strong right now. But, the Waldron is fully air-conditioned.
Now, before we let you go, you got to brag about one of your staff members out there that has been honored.
Yes, thanks for letting me do that, too. Sarah DeLeese in our marketing department, she's the director of marketing. She has been named one of the Chamber's 10 Under 40 award winners. So we are super proud of Sarah. Sarah is a great employee. She's been with us in marketing for about 8 years, and she serves on many, many campuses. But, you know, when you're around town and you see an Ivy Tech ad or a flyer or a poster or anything in the newspaper or just all kinds of different things that she does, like our Center for Lifelong Learning catalog, all those things have the touch of Sarah DeLeese. She is incredibly creative. She's getting her master's degree in fine arts and in graphic design from Indiana State, and she has earned her BFA in graphic design from IU. She's incredibly talented. That entire team and the marketing team have won awards over and over and over again for their great work. And outside of her job at Ivy Tech, she's a community. She's totally involved in the community. She at one time had won she was a PALS Volunteer of the Year. She does lots of different things for many organizations, Stepping Stones, Local Council of Women, the Pops Orchestra. She just does lots of great work for them, too. So we're super proud of Sarah. So if you see Sarah DeLeese, tell her congratulations.
Well, good stuff. That's great to hear, and not terribly surprising either. And you guys keep rocking it out there. Your new air conditioning, those new buildings will get a very good test this weekend to see if they can chill everybody out. But it's summertime here in Bloomington, so we just roll with it. Enjoy the pool, stay out of the heat, and we'll get caught up with you next week.
That sounds great. We'll talk to you guys later.